What is up, music buzzers? It is LB here coming at you live for a solo episode. It has been a busy month over here in the Music Buzz headquarters, and Justine and I just could not get together to make an episode happen. So I'm here solo, but don't worry, don't cry. Justine will be back for our next episode. And we're bringing you something a little different for the next episode. It's going to be really fun, something different from what we usually do, and I'm excited about it. So just brace yourselves, gird your loins. We're also going to have so much to discuss. I just finished watching the Oprah interview with Harry and Meghan last night. It was truly wild. If you watched it, you understand. And then coming up this next weekend, we have the Grammys. So there's going to be a lot to cover, a lot to discuss. But for today is International Women's Day, the day that I'm recording this, and March is Women's History Month. So I thought it was only appropriate for me to kind of break down the top women in music that have affected me and changed my course in life. And let's be honest, there is truly no other place to start except for with my girl, Christina Aguilera. I have spoken on several of these episodes about my passion for Christina Aguilera. It truly started at the beginning of times when she came out with Genie in a Bottle. And this song just spoke to me. I was a child and I did not understand what it meant, and that's probably for the best, but it was a catchy bop. She was so cute. She was wearing a cool outfit. She had really cool, like, stick straight bleach blonde hair, and her voice was insane. And I was immediately obsessed, and that obsession only grew throughout every phase of her career. I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the day on MTV and VH1, they had these docu-series like Behind the Music or Driven, and they would basically do a documentary on these artists. And I remember I would watch every single program that came out about Christina Aguilera. I like knew the songs that she sang on the Mickey Mouse Club and when she was on Star Search. Like, I knew everything about her life. And I was just obsessed with her. And I was honestly pretty pissed at my own mom for not putting me on like any of these talent shows, because I feel like I would have thrived, but that's a story for another day. But I just really connected with her. And her voice was so insane from the time that she was like a toddler. Of all the pop divas in her time period, she was the one with the best vocals, hands down. There were a lot of the other girls who were really talented for sure, but mostly were kind of getting by on their catchy songs or their looks or their dancing or whatever it may be. But Christina Aguilera truly got by having this insane voice. Like, I remember she would go on like the VH1 Divas stage for those like televised concerts that they would do, and she'd be singing with like Aretha Franklin and Celine Dion, and she could actually keep up with them. And it's like, we have no choice but to stan you. She was definitely way more risque than I ever could dream of being, so that part of things did not really affect my life. But I think just her style of singing and the passion that she brought to it really affected me, and it really is something that I resonated with. And I feel like the way that I sing, even though I don't sing in the same style as her, there are a lot of things that I've taken with me. And her runs and the way that she slides her notes, like, those are things that I have incorporated in my voice without even really realizing, because I've just been so inspired by the way that she sings. And don't get me wrong, she has had an album flop or two, but she really does have some great songs. She does write a lot of her own songs, and she's just very talented, and I still love her. I mean, I feel like she kind of got the villain edit out of the divas, and maybe she is a diva, but it's merited. So I'm going to give you two songs from each of these women that I think that you should listen to. First for Christina is going to be Love Will Find a Way from her self-titled first record that came out in 1999. It still holds up. It is such a good melody, and it's catchy, and it just brings you joy. And then the second is going to be a song called Deserve from her 2018 record Liberation, which was her latest record. She has not released anything since this one. And this record really did not get a lot of love, but this song particularly is such a bop, and it actually was co-written by another one of the women on my list for today, which is Julia Michaels, who is just the melody queen, so you know it's a bop. So highly recommend going to check out those two songs from Christina Aguilera. And I guess it only makes sense to go right into my girl, Julia Michaels. I became aware of Julia Michaels in 2017 when she released Issues, as I think most of us did. And she had been writing songs before that. She had been writing a lot of songs, as I understand, for like movies and TV shows and like Fifth Harmony. But I was not aware of her. And then when this song came out, it was so unique and her voice was so just attention grabbing and different. And I was just immediately obsessed with her. And I've been obsessed with every single thing that she's released since then. And I'm so glad that she kind of made that transition from songwriter to artist, because I feel like that's really difficult for a lot of songwriters. It's easier to be behind the scenes and not be like the face that's presenting this like personal piece of work. But I'm so glad she did, because I feel like the songs that she releases as an artist are so much more revealing about who she is, and she's just so unique and cool. I think the way that she has influenced me is through her songwriting and through her willingness to break the rules and just do whatever sounds good. It doesn't matter if it follows the specific rules. If it's cool and if it's different, then she does it. And because of that, everything she does is so unique, because no one's breaking the rules in the way that she is exactly breaking the rules. So you listen to the radio or you listen to a new album and I can immediately be like, Julia Michaels co-wrote this, not having any prior knowledge of that, because her style is just, she leaves a mark on every single thing that she does. And I just think that's really cool and really inspiring. She also pushes the boundaries of like stuff that you can say. She phrases things in a way that a lot of other people would probably be afraid to. So I just love her fearlessness and her stamp that she puts on everything. The two songs that I would recommend you guys listen to from Julia Michaels are What a Time featuring Niall Horan. I truly heard this song after like a rough period of my life, and it was like my anthem. I would just listen to it on repeat and cry. And you don't need to feel sorry for me. Like, everything worked out, and that song really helped me just like feel sad for a minute. And then my other favorite is also kind of sad, but it's like more upbeat. It's actually a Clean Bandit song featuring Julia Michaels, and it's called I Miss You. It is just gorgeous and so catchy. And those are the two songs that you should listen to from Julia Michaels. Next up, we have an artist that really affected me as a preteen, and that is Michelle Branch. I remember, I don't know if you guys had this same situation, but I remember being a preteen begging my mom for $20 so that I could go to Borders bookstore and buy a CD. And you could only buy one with your 20 bucks. So it was so hard to choose. And I remember going into the bookstore and seeing this Michelle Branch album. I only knew like one or two of the songs on it because those were the only two that I heard on the radio. And there was obviously no streaming service for me to check it out in advance. So you always had to make that decision, like, do I like these two songs that I know enough to, if those are the only two that are good on this album, it's worth it? And you would just have to kind of gamble your life away. And so I did that. The two songs that I knew from her second album called Hotel Paper, I think it was her second album, maybe her third. It was out in 2003. But the two songs that I knew were Breathe and Are You Happy Now? And let me just tell you, I still remember popping that bad boy in my Discman and my life was changed. The songwriting, the lyrics, the melodies, her voice, everything just spoke to me as a preteen. And that honestly made me, the album Hotel Paper made me want to be a songwriter. And so anything I've written since, I honestly just have to give credit to Michelle Branch. And that's the tea. I actually had this wild experience a couple years ago in Nashville where my friend Mal and I went to the Bluebird and Michelle Branch was playing in the round. So it was her and three other artists kind of going around in a circle playing a song. And it actually was my first time ever seeing Michelle Branch. And this insane thing happened where one of the other artists who was performing started playing this song of hers that's a duet. And she sang one line of the song, stops the song, and stares directly at me. And she's like, does anyone in the audience actually know the words and want to sing this with me? I literally panicked, and like my inner introvert self just disappeared for a second, and I raised my hand like, who am I? And I raised my hand, and my friend Mal and I used to be in a duo together, so we like were very familiar with like harmonizing with each other. She also knew the song. So we ended up singing this song with the artist, whose name is Rosie Galan. She's insanely talented as well. And it was such an insane, magical moment. And after it was over, Michelle Branch was like, who, like, only in Nashville can you randomly pick someone out of the crowd and they sound like that? And then after the show was over, like, came over to us and was like, that was so amazing. And I just can't tell you the way that my soul left my body in that moment. I feel like I passed away. And it was the most magical thing ever. And if, especially that she is someone who is the reason why I kind of started songwriting, it was just a dream. I love her so much. The two songs from Michelle Branch that I think that you guys should listen to. First, Find Your Way Back from that record I was talking about, Hotel Paper. It is very early 2000s singer-songwriter vibes, but it still holds up and it's just a great song. And the second is a song called Sooner or Later from her EP from 2010 called Everything Comes and Goes. You might know it. I think it was on like One Tree Hill or something, but it really is a great song and just underrated. So make sure to check those two out. Next up, I feel like we should talk about Martina McBride. I did not really grow up listening to a lot of country music, but everything that I did listen to was because of my sister. My sister was 11 years older than me, is 11 years older than me, and she loved country music, and really the people that she loved influenced, I think, who I love in country music, and one of those was unequivocally Martina McBride. I mean, going back to those powerhouse vocals, Martina McBride was one of the divas of country. She is and was a legend. And she just had the ability to hit all the high notes. And she had such a powerful voice. And so she could do these big ballady songs like Independence Day and A Broken Wing and all of that. She was just impressive. And you couldn't deny that. Somehow her 1997 record Evolution ended up in my mom's car. And so anytime we would go on a road trip or have a long drive, we would listen to that whole album start to finish. I think the big ones that people know from that record are Happy Girl, A Broken Wing, and then like Valentine with Jim Brickman. Those were kind of the big ones, but really every single song on this record is so good. And I think this record alone is what like really influenced me. And again, her voice and the way that she sang with such power really influenced me, but it also was the songs. These songs were telling stories and they were giving you a movie-like picture into someone's life and someone's specific situation. And that really affected me when I started songwriting. I feel like those were songs that I was referencing and thinking of. I also, in the height of my CD purchasing days, had to get the greatest hits of Martina McBride, and all she had were hits. I mean, she could probably release like a 4-disc set of just hits. I mean, she had so many. She is so talented, and I just feel like she's one of the legends of country music. And I've talked a lot about kind of the struggles I have with a lot of country music, and she is someone who makes me love the genre as a whole. My Martina McBride song recommendations are Be That Way from, of course, Evolution. It is so sassy, but also just like heartfelt. And I just scream sing it every time I go on a road trip. It's a necessity. And for the second one, I gotta go with This One's for the Girls from her 2003 album, Martina, because this is Women's History Month and this one is for the girls. Next up, this is probably who you've been waiting for all episode. It's Taylor Swift. Obviously, she is such an icon and we've talked about her a lot on several episodes, maybe every single episode, I don't know, I don't even want to know, but it's hard to talk about music, especially women in music, and not talk about Taylor. I became a Taylor fan back in the days of MySpace. That is how old I am. Yes, me with my side part and my skinny jeans. I was on MySpace, and that's sad to admit, but it's just the truth. I had Tim McGraw as my MySpace song, and then when Our Song came out, that was my MySpace song. I was obsessed. I just remember hearing her for the first time and thinking that her style was just so fresh for country music. I feel like there weren't a lot of new young people in country at the time, and there may have been, but I just wasn't really aware of them. There were a lot of men, as there still are, and I remember thinking that it was cool that there was a young woman who was kind of talking about things that I wanted to hear about at that age. And so I was obsessed with her, and I've obviously followed along in her career at every step, and I just still, there hasn't been an album that at least some of it hasn't resonated with me. And I think for a lot of us around my age, we kind of feel like we've grown up together with Taylor, and as she's grown up, so have we, and her content has kind of changed and evolved as we've grown up, and it's always kind of been in step with what we were going through in life. We went from the high school problems to the growing up problems to the adult problems and working world problems and being a woman in the world problems. And there's just a lot to relate to. And I think that's why people love her so much, is she is relatable. And she really was one of the first artists that I remember connecting to that really was getting personal with her fans and really engaging with them in a unique way. I remember when she got on Tumblr and that was a whole thing. And I feel like as a fan of music, it was really exciting to see ways that artists could kind of get involved with you and feel close to you and vice versa. And I think there are many ways that she has affected me in my life, but I think a couple big ones are, one, just that fan engagement. And being a creator of any kind, it's like you don't have to have this wall up between you as the creator and the people enjoying the thing that you create. You can relate to each other on that. There doesn't have to be this separation. And then I think secondly, just the way that she's released music, and she's really always taken herself seriously and demanded that others do as well. Not that they always have, but I feel like she's always demanded that of people. And that's, I really respect that a lot, because she deserves that respect. And whether people like her or not, whether they're into her style or not, you have to respect the way that she has put so much of herself and her time and effort and soul into everything that she does. And she genuinely cares about it. She has broken so many molds, for lack of a better word. She's really busted through a lot of barriers that exist in music, especially for women. And it's just cool to see. And it's inspiring as a songwriter, as an artist, as a creator of any kind, as a woman, just as a person. It's really cool to see. And I think a little bonus thing to throw in too is I really admire and am inspired by the way that she's constantly reinvented herself, and she doesn't let anybody keep her in a box, even if that's a box that she created for herself. She doesn't let anyone keep her there. She is constantly growing and kind of just forces everyone to grow along with her. And it's like, you either are going to like it or too bad kind of thing. And I think we did see a little bit of the breakdown of that in her documentary on Netflix, kind of how she does take it more personally than she kind of comes across as. But overall, she kind of just does her thing and hopes that people get it. And if they don't, oh well. And that's really inspiring. The two songs that I'm going to recommend from Taylor Swift are going to be Mad Woman from Folklore, just because, again, it's Women's History Month, and that song is so powerful, and there is nothing like a mad woman. And the second song is going to be False God from Lover. I still stan this song, and I just feel like if you don't stan it, you need to listen to it some more and listen until you do. And that's just how I feel, and highly recommend listening to those two Taylor Swift songs. Okay, next up on my list is a woman by the name of Natalie freaking Himby. I did not know anything about Natalie Himby until I moved to Nashville, and I remember kind of in my early days of Nashville around 2014, 2015, kind of becoming aware of her name through different songs that she had co-written in the country music space mostly. She wrote a lot with Kacey Musgraves at the time and just a lot of different country artists. And while I still have always had my like complicated feelings with country music, her songs specifically were ones that I always really enjoyed. I mean, she's written for and with Miranda Lambert, Kelly Clarkson, Maren Morris, Keith Urban, Joy Williams, Rustin Kelly, Little Big Town, Lady A. I mean, any country artist or band that you like, she's probably co-written a song for them, and it's probably the best one that they have. And that's just the facts. So after moving to Nashville, I would see her around at different like songwriter events, kind of performing the songs that people knew of hers. And then in 2017, she released her first album as an artist called Puxico. And this album was so influential to me. I feel like it came during a period when I was songwriting a lot and really focusing on the craft of it. And I feel like that album was such a masterclass of how it's done, how to tell a story, how to create a piece of music that affects you but also sounds really beautiful. And I feel like a layer even further on top of that, that like was so impactful to me, is Natalie was 40 years old when that album came out. And this is not to be ageist. You can release music at any age. It clearly does not matter. But it's not a common thing for a woman at 40 years old to be releasing her first album as an artist. And it was so inspiring to not only see her have the bravery to do it, but to hear her story. And she was working, I think, at Comcast until she was in her 30s or something like that, and always like loved writing, and then just kind of made the pivot into becoming a songwriter, and then the pivot into becoming an artist. And now she's, you know, 1/4 of the High Women, and she is doing her own solo thing. And it's just so cool to see. And it's so inspiring. It's like your age doesn't matter. There's no time limit on following your dreams and doing the thing that you're passionate about. It's never too late. And I think if you're doing anything with a fire in your spirit, it doesn't matter when you start. It just matters that you do it. And BRB sobbing. I just think that's so inspiring. And I think about her a lot. Being, I'm 31 years old now, and I write songs, and sometimes it's so easy to like look at these 17-year-olds on TikTok and be like, what am I doing? But she inspires me so much. Also, she's absolutely hilarious. And for those reasons, I just have no choice but to stan. I am so grateful that I've gotten to see her perform so many times and tell the stories behind her songs, because a lot of them have really stuck with me. And I do feel like her songs have not only affected my songwriting, but have just affected the way I view a lot of things in life. So two songs that I think you should listen to from Natalie Himby are I'll Remember How You Loved Me from her 2017 album Puxico. It is so beautiful, and I'm not kidding, I probably listened to it 100 times, like in the first week that it came out. And then song number two is My Only Child from the High Women record. Natalie co-wrote this song with Miranda Lambert and Amanda Shires. It literally makes me cry. It's so beautiful. And go check those out. And also, just while you're at it, go ahead and listen to all of Natalie's album Puxico, because it's flawless. Next up, we have my queen, Kacey Musgraves. We have talked about her a ton on previous episodes, so I won't bore you with a lot of the same facts, but I just still remember hearing Kacey Musgraves for the first time and just being blown away by her songwriting. And still to this day, I'm blown away by her songwriting. I am so inspired by the way she constantly reinvents herself as well and is constantly just doing whatever makes sense to her. It doesn't matter if it fits in a certain genre or if it's, you know, politically correct or if people are going to love or hate it. She just kind of sticks to herself. And I just love that. And I think for her, the way that she's affected me is just reminding me to be authentically myself and that it's okay to be authentically myself. I love that she can go from her super Texas country original song to being a feature on a Judah and the Lion song to being a feature on a Miguel song. She really can do it all. And I think it's just because she is so authentically herself. It never sounds like she's trying to be whatever song she's jumping on. Like, she's always going to bring her own edge to it, and that I find really cool. Two songs of Kacey Musgraves that I think that you should listen to are Keep It to Yourself from her first album, Same Trailer, Different Park, that came out in 2013. It's sad, obviously, because that's what I love, and Beautiful. And Cup of Tea from Pageant Material, because I feel like that's an important thing that we need to remember, especially as women in the world. You're not always going to be someone's cup of tea, and that's perfectly fine. Some people like green tea, some people like black tea, and some people don't like tea at all. So you just got to do you, and that is inspiring. So those are the two songs you should listen to from Kacey. Okay, next up I have probably a curveball for most of you, and that's Imogen Heap. I remember discovering Imogen Heap through, she was in a duo called Frou Frou, and there was a song that was in every movie in the early 2000s, I think, called Let Go. And I remember just thinking it was so beautiful. It was electronic pop. It was like very airy and atmospheric. And I was just obsessed with this woman's voice. So through this, I discovered Imogen. And then obviously, I think the song that everyone knows from Imogen Heap is because of that episode of The OC, which is Hide and Seek, which is truly one of the most beautiful songs ever written. The most beautiful use of like a vocoder or autotune or whatever it is that's used in that song. I have this tendency in my life, and I feel like I'm not alone in this, but there are different periods of my life where I've just become fixated on a particular artist that I'm obsessed with in the moment. And I had that moment with Imogen Heap in high school. I mean, I was learning everything I could about this woman. At the time, we didn't have as many social media platforms as we do now. And even still, she's pretty private for the most part anyway, so it's not like I could have learned that much, but there was only so much information I could find on her on the internet, because at the time all there really was MySpace, YouTube videos. There were only a few places to look, and so I was just learning everything I could about her. She is a brilliant producer, songwriter, singer. Like, she is so, she's a genius. Like, when you listen to any of her videos talking about her, the way she came up with these ideas or the methods that she used to produce each of these songs, you're like, how does your brain work like that? I remember one of her albums called Ellipse, which came out in 2009. She, in her iTunes digital release, it came with a video that went along with every single one of the songs, which was very innovative for 2009. Like, people weren't doing that. And it was like an iTunes like download. So you had to, with your album, download this video series. And for each one of the videos, it would be like 3 to 5 minutes of her talking about where she came up with the idea for the song and how she produced it. And honestly, so much of it was over my head because she's so brilliant, but it has stuck with me over the years. I mean, it's been over 10 years now, and I think about it probably once a week. But anyways, there was this one song where she was writing about being very in your head. And so she was like, I had this idea that I was going to wear these headphones to a house party, and I wasn't going to talk to anyone, but the headphones were going to pick up the subtle background noise of the different conversations around me in public. And the idea was that she's kind of like alone in the mix of all these people who are connecting. And my mind was blown. Who thinks that way. Are you kidding me? She also since has just come up with so many different innovative projects. I believe that she was involved in inventing this pair of gloves that with each like micro movement that you make with the gloves, something musical happens. Like it's kind of like an instrument, like a digital instrument. I'm not smart enough to even explain it to you, but there are lots of videos online about it and she uses them during her live shows and she's just insane. She's so smart and just so quirky and kooky in all the best ways. I think the biggest way that she has affected me is just to remind me that it's okay to let yourself be weird and see what comes out of being weird. Try something that might not work. Try something that's insane and just see what happens. And she also has inspired me to, I think, learn more about the fundamentals of music because she's such a brilliant example of what you can do when you understand the principles of why things are the way that they are in music, but also just in life. If you understand the rules, then you know how to break them. And I haven't lived by that, but it is something that I think about. And I just think that she's brilliant. So the two songs I'd recommend listening to from Imogen Heap are Earth from her album Ellipse. Earth is a song that I think it has like 400 layers in the track or something like that. She just layered all these different vocals. It's stunning and beautiful and magical. And then the second one that I would recommend is a song called Just For Now from her album Speak For Yourself. It's another one that has a lot of different layered, beautiful, breathy vocals that are just stunning. So go check those two out. Next up, we have a legend among legends, and that would be Miss Dolly Parton. I feel like I truly didn't appreciate her until probably the past few years, and that's only because I didn't know enough about her. I always vaguely liked her, but I didn't understand what a queen she was until I did a little more research, and the more I find out about her, just the more there is to love. I feel like she's a queen on every front. She is musically so talented. She is so kind. She is so aware of the issues in our world and in our society and like does what she can to fix them. I also have just found myself at many points of my life. I mean, being a musician myself and being in Nashville, I often find myself around older musicians, and a lot of them have stories of people that they've encountered over the years, whether it's on tour or just playing shows or whatever. And you hear a lot of different stories about different people, some that are not so nice to hear. I have never once heard a bad word from anybody about Dolly Parton, but everyone has a Dolly Parton story. Like, she's been around. People have met her. People have been around her, and they only have the greatest things to say about her. Every story I've ever heard is like, listen to this like insane thing that she did that was so kind, or listen to this like inspiring word that she gave me when I was like having the worst day ever. And I just feel like over this many years, if no one has a bad story about you, like, it probably just doesn't exist. Like, I understand that no person is perfect, and I'm sure that Dolly Parton has a bad day, but like, I feel like she's just a true Southern queen, and if she ever had a bad day, you would just never hear about it because she's a boss and deals with it on her own because she's amazing. And I just feel like, especially over the past couple of years, I mean, there were the wildfires in like the Gatlinburg, Sevierville area of Tennessee, and she like paid all this money to have people's houses rebuilt. And she has this program where kids can get a free book like every year on their birthday. And she donated to like give us this, to personally give us this COVID vaccine. I mean, she is just always doing the right thing. And I feel like the way that she has impacted me is I feel like she's taught me that the right answer is always deep within yourself. Like, you always know the right thing to do. Whether you want to do the right thing or whether you feel like you should have to do the right thing are different issues, but like, you always have the right answer within you. And she's just someone who knows the right answer and like acts it out. And so I'm very inspired by that. Also inspired by the fact that she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You in the same freaking day. And that just made me feel like, Lauren, if Dolly Parton can write these two songs in the same day, you can finish the one song you've been working on for like 4 years. You know, like, buck up, figure it out. That's what Dolly Parton has taught me. I feel like the two songs you should listen to are 5 to 9, which is one of her newer releases that's basically the woke version of her classic staple 9 to 5. It's really cute. And then you should just listen to Here You Come Again because it's just perfect. And that's all that really needs to be said about that. Next up on my list is the artist known as Brandy, also known as Brandy Norwood, also known as Ray J's sister, also known as Moesha. Brandy's music has affected me since I can remember. I remember feeling so heartbroken by the song Almost Doesn't Count, like from her album Never Say Never in 1998, her song Have You Ever. If you want to tell me that you had AOL Instant Messenger and you never had Have You Ever lyrics as your away message, you're lying. It's a lie. Lies have been detected because every single person I know, male, female, or otherwise, had the lyrics to Have You Ever in their AOL Instant Messenger away message. It was like a rite of passage. I actually recently went back down a Brandy wormhole of all the songs I used to love, and I forgot how many bangers she really does have. And she really did kind of infiltrate so many different phases of my life. I mean, we started out with the Brandy love when I was probably in middle school. And I remember her releasing songs in college that still were fire. And then even like a few years ago, her song Love Again with Daniel Caesar. Are you kidding me? Slaps. Her voice just has this really soft and pure tone to it. And that has always inspired me as a vocalist. And it's just so pleasant to listen to. I feel like she's never really gotten the level of appreciation that she deserves. She is so talented and she really has brought the heat at every turn. She's had so many bangers and I just love her still to this day. Okay, the two songs that I would recommend listening to from Brandy. First, The Boy Is Mine featuring Monica from the 1998 record Never Say Never. It is a duet among duets. Like if you're doing karaoke with someone else who knows this song, it is a classic. It is a crowd favorite. 10 out of 10 recommend. And the second one is a song that is a little lesser known, but deserves respect nonetheless. And that is a song called Right Here Departed from her 2008 album, Human. It is a bop. It is so catchy and her voice is just flawless and you should just listen to it and love it. Okay. And last but not least, on my list of women who have impacted me, it's gotta be Ariana Grande. And listen, don't roll your eyes. I understand that she is eye-rolly to a lot of people, but Ariana is such a queen. And I feel like the way that she has totally revolutionized the way that pop artists and really any artists can release music on their own schedule and without any sort of ceremony needed is really cool, and it's really changed the way the music industry works. I remember seeing her act, obviously, on Nickelodeon. I mean, the shows that she was on were a little past my time, but back when I was a nanny, I would see her on, you know, the different shows that she was on. And I remember hearing The Way, which was her first radio single, I believe, and being like, that's the girl from the Nickelodeon shows. She sounds like Mariah Carey. I remember thinking that. And I never would have imagined that this many years later, A, she would still be making music, B, she would be this influential in the music space, and C, that I would love her this much. I think something a lot of people don't know about me is how much I love R&B music. It's really been a staple in my life since I like discovered it in high school. And I feel like the R&B melodies and style of singing have always just spoken to me in a different kind of way. And I love that Ariana kind of brought that into the pop space. Not that she was the first to do that by any means, but it was just someone whose songs I really enjoyed that kind of filled both the pop and R&B spaces in my heart that needed to be filled. She's really created all of the pop anthems that have kind of become the soundtrack for the 20-something and 30-somethings of the world. And even the deep cuts on her albums are better than honestly half the stuff that's on the radio. And that's just the tea. That's just the facts. She did something also that's really hard to do, which is to go from a kids' TV network into like an adult career. That sounds weird to say, not an adult career, but a career as an adult. And she was able to kind of shed the characters that she played and kind of create her own narrative. And she did it really well. And I think it's because she's so talented that no one really questioned it. I think became a super fan in 2014 with her album, My Everything, which was her second album, and then loved Dangerous Woman, which came out in 2016. But I think my respect for her like peaked between the 2018 Sweetener, 2019 Thank You Next, 2020 Positions. She really just was releasing music nonstop to the point where everyone was like, are you okay? Have you taken a nap? Like, do you need to sit down? Have you drank any water? Like, how have you had any time to do anything else except for write 1,000 songs that are all bangers? And I just think that I respect her so much for the hustle, and I respect her for not following the rules. Again, I think that most of these women are just groundbreaking artists and that they just did whatever made sense for them, and they didn't follow the rules that were put into place by these institutions that are mostly meaningless. I am always looking forward to what Ariana does next, and with the trajectory that she's been on, I think we're probably scheduled for a new album any day now, pretty much. But let's hope not. Let's hope she's resting, because we have 3 albums that I'm still working through processing. But love them all. Love her. Very thankful for all of the songs that she has given us that have just brought me joy. They have been the soundtrack to me dancing around my room, me driving on the interstate with my windows down, like all of the beautiful moments. I feel like Ariana has been the background music for those. So for that, I am thankful. My 2 song recommendations of Ariana Grande's are Be All Right from Dangerous Woman. That song just immediately from the first note makes me feel joy. It makes me want to go drive fast in my car or like strut around the mall in like the cutest outfit I've ever seen. Like, those are just the feelings that song elicits for me personally. And One Last Time from My Everything, which is another song that makes me feel the exact same way. Just true euphoria in my soul as soon as it comes on. So that wraps up my list of women in music that have impacted me most. I am curious to hear who are some women that I did not include on my list who have impacted you the most. I mean, I feel like I can even think of some off the top of my head, like Whitney Houston, like Aretha Franklin. There are so many. Adele, Rihanna, Beyonce, Shania Twain. It's hard to narrow it down. And if I really went through all the ones that I love, we'd be here for another 8 hours. And I just don't think that we all have time for that. But these are my top. Like I said, I want to hear who was not on this list that you feel was so influential in your life. And let's talk about it. Hit us up in those DMs on Instagram at MusicBuzzPod. If you want to send us an email with a suggestion or a thought or a correction, always feel free to do that. Our email address is themusicbuzzpodcast@gmail.com. As always, if you liked this podcast, please make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed it. Leave us a review, say something nice, and let us know what you want to hear us talk about next. Till next time, this has been Lauren Bremley on the Music Buzz Podcast. Stay buzzed.